evening, folks. This is Carolyn Evers. And, of course, we're going to have Charlene here tonight. And we're just delighted to be with you. But before we get into our regular show, I just want to mention something that I think is quite remarkable. For those of you who are out there and know my work and know Charlene's work, you're probably aware that I do conference calls with Archangel Michael. And he has set up something that I think is so extraordinary. I wanted to start the show today and tell you about it before we brought on Charlene and get involved in all her incredibly wonderful work with God and healings. Archangel Michael is starting something that's called the Fireside Chats. And he has asked Mother Mary to become involved in this, along with Jesus, Mary Magdalene, and Master Kasumi. And what they have intended to do is this particular group is going to have conference calls that they call the Fireside Chat. And in that, they are going to give all of the new, up-to-date information that has to do with Ascension. And you are going to be there. You'll be able to ask your questions. And like the other conference calls, they will answer your questions. And I just want to take 1 minute and tell you what Mother Mary has had to say about these Fireside Chats. And she gave this to me today, and I wanted to pass it along to you because I feel that it is quite remarkable. We find it of great interest to humanity and to the spiritual hierarchy to transmit information about the nearing to a crossing of an energy divide that you call ascension. There are fears, inconsistencies, and also errors in commonly held beliefs held by lightworkers and others. It is our intent to give information that will be timely as to the next progressive step in the process that is nearing humanity. What many consider ascension is but the beginning of a spiritual advancement in which the ending is beyond human comprehension at the present time. Therefore, it is in the sense of support for those we love that we come forth to discuss these objectives. We are particularly honored to come within the circle of these conference calls, which we see being held on an ongoing basis. The purpose is to bring forth the most up-to-date information in a loving setting. We welcome your questions, and we are pleased to answer your concerns. And for more information, you can go to the website, www.carolynevers.com, and find out more. So with that, we're going to bring on Charlene. Hi, Charlene.
Hi there.
We are just delighted to have you with us here tonight.
Well, I'm grateful to be on. Thank you.
I know. This is, I think, a remarkable venue to touch people's hearts, to be able to work with them, to be able to work with God, read Akashic Records, and for you to be able to witness what goes on in people's physical as God works with them. So we are all blessed, truly. And before we start, I would like to thank our audience for being out there, for participating, and inviting you to call in. Our number here is 877-876-5227. We invite you to call if you wish to have a healing and have Charlene work with you. Give us a call. If you want to be have a question or find out something that is in your Akashic Records that's held by the cherubim in the center of the cosmos, call. And that number again is 877-876-5227. And my dear friends out there, might I suggest that you call early? So many times you get the indication to give us a call and we're nearing the end of the show. So call early this time. So, Charlene, I haven't spoken to you in a couple days. Is there something new that has been going on with people who are calling in, calling you personally for healings?
I think I'm finding that a lot of people are really, let's say, stressed, like we talked about before. So I thought that message was well taken to let people know that we're not necessarily in a spiral going down, but really those that want to be in a higher God environment will be spiraling up. And so it's really, it's part of being the free agency of each one of us to decide which space we want to be in.
True.
Because I thought that was, well, you know, to start with, that was wonderful, because so many people are just very concerned about all the things that are happening, and they're starting to get fearful. And I'm, you know, I think it's well taken to let people know to not be fearful, that it really is going to be just fine.
Yes, you've always had those fine and wonderful words for people who have listened, and I love your attitude, and to me it has been a very loving attitude. Mother Mary's has told us that Jesus, her son, has put her in charge of what is going to be revealed to humanity as far as the ascension process. And she talked about discussions that they had on the other side. Some of the masters felt like we should be handled information about our future in parceled out in little pieces. Some have felt that we weren't grown up enough, so to say, spiritually to understand what is going on. And so some should be hidden. And Mother Mary has come forward and said, this is the time to basically reveal everything that we need to know. And it is time to know what is around the corner, so to speak. And one of the things that she said, and thank you for mentioning this, I just loved it, is that it is but the beginning of a spiritual advancement in which the ending is beyond human comprehension at the present time. And yes, it is beautiful news, isn't it, Charlene?
Yes. You know, that the ascension is, they're going to start seeing more immediate results of those things that somebody asked the other day, asked me, why do you call it an integration? And I said, well, any time that you go in and take something, you integrate something out, and you integrate something back in. And that's a real common, in technology, it's quite a common word. But so what you want to do is go into the quantum field and take out the negative that's there, that's in your field, and replace it with positive, so that you're dealing in a positive field rather than in a negative field. I have been watching people that have been doing the change in their thought patterns and their words and so forth. I've just been seeing and integrating for goals and seeing those goals come to pass fairly quickly, not taking months, but like just a few days. It's just been a miracle to watch. I feel like the energy is such that people are going to see more and more miracles in their lives.
Yeah, that reminds me of one of the ladies who called in looking for a job. I just loved it.
Wasn't that fun?
That was so much fun because she had been out of work for a while, and you worked with her fear, asking God to release the fear from herself and put in self-confidence and other things also. But the intriguing part was she called me the next day and had a job. You're talking about immediate manifestation.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And
huh?
I said, and I see a brick building.
Yes.
Because I'm very visual, and so I saw the building, and she says, that's what it was. And so that's what I'm saying. Sometimes it's so immediate there, but sometimes our feelings about ourselves, about deserving. Now, somebody the other said, well, I deserve that. And I said, but you haven't been accepting it.
Mm-hmm.
You can deserve everything. But if you are not in an energy field that says, I now accept it, and I willingly accept that gift of whatever it is, then you've still got a block on it.
Well, you were talking about taking out the negative thoughts that is in that you have put into your own field, and to take out the negative, to put in the positive. And when you were talking about that, it was what I was thinking about is, here we are. We are like our own engineer, in a sense.
Right.
We sit down with our blueprint on, behind making our own thought pattern, or bringing forth our own thought pattern to program our future.
Right.
And I love that, because in the past, many times we have felt like we don't have the wherewithal, the energy, or the force to change our future. And here, with the work that you were doing, Charlene, it is a constant reminder that if you don't like the results that you've had in the past, let's take the opportunity to change them and program the future. So how about, if it's okay with you, Charlene, let us throw out to the audience a thought. Have somebody out there who is hearing these words, if you have a fear or something that you feel is holding you back from achieving your goals and your dreams, give us a call. 877-876-5227. We will have Charlene go in the God's quantum field, work on that. You might know what the fear is. You might even know what's holding you back. But let's say just for a moment that you don't, that you need to find out what is holding you back. You need to know what you are afraid of, so that tomorrow or after the phone call, you can bring into your realm of existence your greatest desires. And to my way of thinking, Charlene, this is an incredible thing that God has programmed, that has allowed us to do today, and the fact that we have learned how to do this.
Well, part of it is that we have to recognize the fact that we are the essence of God Father and God Mother. Therefore, we have within our realm the ability and to create our life. It's kind of interesting when you say we have the ability. You can use that word, but ability, to sometimes you think, to change it. Well, you already have what you've already created. But if it isn't working for you, then you need to reevaluate why you created what you're in, and how to reprogram and create something better and new. Some of it comes in, especially if it's in sometimes in scarcity.
Mm-hmm.
I find that when I work with people, we can usually find where that belief system comes in, that they should be in lack.
Well, I think we have someone on board who perhaps has taken up our challenge. What's your name, please?
Hi, girls. This is Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie.
Oh, Jeannie.
I'm wondering what's holding us back. What's holding me back?
So you feel that perhaps something's holding you back.
I think something must be.
In what area of your life do you feel that you're being held back?
In the financial department.
Ah. Now, the financial, are you out there working outside of the home?
Well, my husband does. I'm actually taking care of my daughter. She was hit by a drunk driver, and so I go over and care for her and my grandson every day. And so I haven't been working too much.
Well, you really, let's say that another way. You're working very hard, Jeannie.
I know it, and I'm
you're working very hard. It's just that you're not collecting a paycheck at the end.
Exactly.
You're working very hard. So this question really doesn't center around you as much as the family finances. Is that a fair assessment?
Yes, yes.
So it has to do more with your daughter?
No, her husband.
My
dear.
Husband.
Her what?
Her husband.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, because, let's explain just a little bit what I call the sphere of understanding. Sometimes our programming is not only from past life, but our DNA within our family structure has come forth with the programming of scarcity. Or in past ancestors, they took what we call the oath of poverty. In other words, if you have an ancestor that said, oh, I will take the oath of poverty, everything I make and everything I do goes to either royalty or the king or to the country, and they did that quite often. And if that's in the DNA, that has to be released.
I must have forgot to clear that one.
You know, nuns and monks did that too, Charlene, taking the oath of poverty. I know I did that a lot of times.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, but you didn't get the ancestors from them.
Uh-huh.
You see what I'm saying? But it can come in from an ancestor, which is programmed in your DNA.
Can you go in and see if you can change that programming?
Was that for him?
Yes.
Does he get permission for that?
Yes, he's right here.
Oh, okay. What's his name?
James or Jim.
Okay. Oh. Let's see. It looks like... Looks like, what kind of background did he have when he was growing up?
Catholic.
Oh, okay. That would have been the oath of poverty. Also, how about with his mother and dad? I see them.
What are you asking, Charlene? If they were Catholic?
What kind of belief system did his mother and dad have? I call it the sphere of understanding.
Well, I think they had a lot of nice things, so I don't think they had any type of vow of poverty.
Were they fairly, did they have what they needed?
Yes, yes. His mom didn't work and his dad owned his own store.
Ah. So that was really pretty good.
Yes, yeah.
But he has a hard time making ends meet?
No, I don't think so. They put the kids through college, and I think they did pretty well.
Well, how about you? Know, but how about your husband?
Well, he's working a job right now, but it's the same thing he's done for 30 years. Well, he switched jobs, but he loves his job. It's just not paying what he's worth.
Okay. Yeah. I hear what you're saying. Sometimes it's kind of like one fellow said to me, well, if I could just make ends meet. So I said, well, then you're not programming that you can have beyond what your needs are, like paying the bills.
Yes.
So he's already set himself up that this is all that he deserved to have. So we had to go in and reprogram that what was wrong with him making $100,000 a year. He said, oh, I never could do that. I said, well, yeah, you couldn't. You just said so.
Yeah.
So sometimes the words we use become so. Or the things that we think about ourselves become so.
Yes.
And so if we feel like, and then there was lots of... If his folks had a store, his family didn't go through a lot as far as the depression, right?
What was that?
The depression.
Oh, his family probably was involved with the depression, Charlene.
I'm sure they were, but mm-hmm. Those that were grocers didn't have as much of an issue with the depression as others.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Because during that time, people didn't have finances to take care of themselves. So a lot of times, it's not in all the siblings.
Well, his mother came from a wealthy family, but his dad, I think, didn't have that kind of money.
So there might be something there genetically, Charlene.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Well, why don't you go in and take a look and see what you can find?
Okay, well, that's what I was looking at. I was looking at his childhood, and it looked like there was a belief system there about how much you can make.
Okay.
So let me go in and have God change that, okay? So what he'll change it is he'll change it with the morphogenetic field or the DNA from the ancestors, any past life belief system associated with the oath of poverty. See, they gave most of the, was really interesting to watch how those that were in the old country gave so much of what they made to, to the church.
Yes.
And so it kept them really quite poor and in lack all the time. And so we'll go in and pull that oath of poverty that they made, okay?
Okay.
What should they replace it with?
Yeah, and then we'll replace it with the oath of, you tell me what?
The oath of making more than you can use.
Okay.
Abundance.
Maybe
you can
help everybody else.
Good word.
Okay. I asked somebody, well, would you like to make $1 million? And they said, oh, well, that's not necessary. I said, well, but the subconscious.
Well, $1 million would be good. We'd settle for that.
That's a good thing.
Okay. Okay, so what I'll do is go in and have God reprogram all of that. I deserve and accept abundance of God's wealth.
That sounds good.
Is that okay?
That's perfect.
Okay, just let me go do that.
Thank you.
Well, while Charlene is doing that, Jeannie, we could chat.
Okay.
Is your daughter finding, is she coming along? You know, is she progressing?
She's getting better. She's got to have a 3-hour MRI tomorrow to see how her rods and screws and stuff are doing. She has Ehlers-Danlos syndrome or something like that, and so her muscles or bones or something go out of place easy,
mm-hmm.
and so they have to check all this hardware they put in her every so often, I guess.
Well, I congratulate you, Jeannie. You are under a great workload. Something that you've got to cope with every day like that is difficult.
Well, I try to meditate before I go to bed, and then I go stress-free in the morning. When I come back home, I need to start all over again.
Yes, you're going through some difficult times yourself. What kind of clear... You have, as I recall, you have some healing powers of your own. What are you using on yourself, Reiki?
No, I just go in and just ask God to. Well, I've been trying to work on my grandson's warts that he had on his hands.
I remember that. Yes. How are they doing?
Well, my daughter took him in when I didn't realize it, and she had him burnt off. They put some stuff like Beetlejuice on them.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they crush up beetles and use the stuff on them because it's like an acid.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're horrible blisters on his hands.
Really?
So I told her never do that again, and she said she won after she saw what it did.
Oh.
I told her let me work on them, and I'll keep every night going in and working on trying to change the vibration of the virus. Because the poor little kid, the blisters are huge.
We're doing this with you tonight. Why not call in on one of our Saturday shows or next week and ask to work on that virus?
Okay.
And Saturday, Caroline will be on board. She does well, too, with those viral things. Call
okay.
in.
Yeah. I will do that, because poor little kid, he was in agony because those blisters were just huge and just hurt so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, one of the things that he's talking about here was he said that he was not honoring his ability to be honored by those that he works for to make a larger amount of money and goods for himself. Is that correct?
Charlene, rephrase that a little. I was having a little trouble following that.
Okay. Sometimes what we do is we don't put a value or honor ourselves. In other words, if you only honor yourself that you can only make a certain amount, that's what you'll create. But if you feel like you're deserving and accepting a large amount of money from those because they honor the work that you do for the company, then the money will come in.
In other words, value your own work.
Yes.
Okay.
Value who you are. And then if you value who you are, then he put in that those he works with value the work that he does for them.
Okay.
Is any questions about that?
No. I understand that. He's got to know himself that he's worth that.
Yes, that's
otherwise,
what he's saying.
What he's doing is he's putting a limitation on his worth. Limitation in honoring his worth.
Okay, I'll tell him to take all limitations off and honor what he's... Because he does do a good job. He puts in more hours than they ask and comes in and he does more than he's asked to do, so...
Yeah, see, and that's what he was showing me, that he's a very... very capable, but he is not being honored for the work that he does. But it's starting with him feeling that he should and deserves and accepts being honored for the work that he does by increasing his wages.
Okay.
Okay, and what I saw was it was like seeing this money coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? When he finally opens up those avenues, then there will be more ways coming in. Because actually, he's putting a block in it.
Okay.
But it's not there anymore.
Okay.
It's already done. So it'd be nice to hear back from you. And let's see how he's doing.
Okay.
And, you know, it just seems to me that he could meditate a little bit on just how valuable he is to the company.
I will tell him that.
Yes.
Yeah, tell him to put a high value, not money wise, but a high value on the work that he does, that he's a wonderful worker, he does a great job, and that they honor and respect him for it, and they show that honor and respect by creating more money for him to enjoy his life.
Okay, that sounds perfect.
Because money is God in action.
Yes.
Money is God in action.
I love it.
Because the more you have, the more you can create an abundance.
Yes.
And he feels like, okay, the other thing that he told me, he has a belief system, or had a belief system, that if others have a lot, that he won't have a lot. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, and we're getting the Catholic out of him.
Okay.
There's another way of saying that too, Charlene, that there is enough for everyone.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, but I'm just saying what God told me was his belief system.
Yes.
That if there's a millionaire out there, then that money's been used up, so he doesn't get as much.
Okay. There's money enough for everyone.
Well, actually, yes, and not only that. But as the need is there, God will create more jobs and more ability to create the energy to support everybody. Because he has the ability to do that.
Yes. Yes, he does.
He just said that was kind of a feeling he has inside of him. Now, is that true? Because that was pulled out.
Okay, so he's good to go, but he still needs to value what he does.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, and he also put in that those he works with value the work that he does.
Yeah.
And they express that value.
Okay.
They see, okay?
Okay.
So let me know next week how it goes.
I will do that. You have a good evening, and I'll let somebody else come on, okay?
Okay, thank
you. You too, Jeannie. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon. Bye. Here's another aspect of ideas about that, Charlene, is that we can be healed of something, but if we keep reverting back to the old thoughts and the old behavior, it just seems to me that we can create a new stumbling block.
Well, that's basically what everybody does do. But once you release it in all these areas, then they're not there anymore. The blocks aren't there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, the belief system inside of you creates a change in your behavior pattern. And that behavior creates an action. And that is, all of a sudden you're looking back in after a while and wonder, oh boy, whatever happened? I used to be there, but look how wonderful I am now.
Then there's another aspect of that too, is, and I really do believe this, that people respond to us according to the way we think about ourselves.
Absolutely. That's absolutely vital.
Mm-hmm.
But so many people have been raised to think that if they like themselves or love themselves, that they're arrogant. But I find that those that are arrogant basically are really not, they don't approve of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be arrogant if you approve of yourself. You don't have to show off. You don't have to have things that make the world out there see you as wonderful, because you feel wonderful inside. You feel loved and cared about.
Indeed.
And that comes with the end.
Charlene, how about giving your phone number out to those who might be listening in case they want to have a private consultation with you?
Okay. 801-944-9346.
And for those who may wish to call in here and speak to us this evening, our number is 877-876-5227, and we also have a line, a toll-free line from Canada. So the Canadians who might be listening to us and want to call in for either a reading, a question that they might pose that has to do with their own records, or want to work on reprogramming their... Is it safe to say emotional body, Charlene?
It's interesting. Some people deal out of the mental body, which is the analytical brain, and most of their life is set in that kind of emotion. And then you have those that deal very much within the emotional body, and then you have the physical body. And, of course, you want the spiritual body to be manifested in all areas of your being. But you can have one or the other that's blocked, and you're not living within all four dimensions. And when souls are all released and they're working within each other, it's amazing what happens to people's lives.
We have a new caller who's called in, and who are you?
Hi.
Your name?
My name is Stella.
Didn't hear your name, dear.
Stella. Yes.
Stella, what question do you have? We're not hearing you, Stella.
Let me move around the house here.
You're breaking up, Stella. Are you on a landline, or do you have what kind of phone, or what are you? How are you speaking to us?
Through a computer phone.
Oh, because we're having trouble breaking up.
Okay, can you hear me now?
A little bit better.
Okay. You want me to just go ahead and disconnect, or?
Well, let's see if we can hear the question. Try the question, and we'll see if we can hear it.
Okay. We're having a blockage of money flowing into our lives. It's like lots of people are now owing us money that used to pay us freely for services rendered, and now it just seems like lots of things, not seems like, but it is, money just becoming an issue. Being blocked in flowing into our lives.
So these are You have a business, and these are accounts receivables?
Yes.
Okay. Charlene, what can we do for Stella?
Are you saying then all of a sudden you're not receiving the money in for the services, right?
Yes.
Stella, let me ask you a question. The business that you were in, are you finding that the customers who use your services, that they're running through financial problems themselves, or is this other reasons that they're not paying?
We're not sure. They're not really saying anything. It's just three people right now that owe us some money and they haven't paid it. And then we have something else going on legally that it's concerning our home, and money that's supposed to be coming to us from the sale of a home that we had is not.
Oh, this is in a couple of different areas. One is that people
right.
owe you money, and the other is that you want money for some reason from the sale of a house has been blocked.
Yes.
So this blockage is covering really in several areas in your life, as it sounds to me.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is your husband in this business with you?
No. Well, yes, but I'm the one who mostly does it.
Okay, so it's centering more around you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What I see is that there's somebody that is blocking your field. Do you know who that? You don't have to say their name, but can you tell who it is?
Possibly.
Okay. All right. Let me go in and remove the block. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. No, there's three people, right?
Three people?
There, it looks like three people. Is that correct?
It could be.
It could be.
Yes.
It looks like three people to me.
Okay.
Okay, let me go in and remove their energy. People can come into our lives that will actually block what we're doing because they sabotage it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want you to go any further, especially if they feel that there's some kind of resentment or jealousy or anything like that. And I'm not going to discuss that. Let's just go in and remove the blocks, okay? Because I see the block in front of you.
Okay.
Can you feel it?
I'm sorry, say again?
Can you feel the block that's there?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Let's go in and have God remove that.
Okay.
Sounds good to me.
It's really good to me, too.
I find it fascinating. While Charlene is working on this, she doesn't hear us, Stella.
Okay. Okay.
So you're saying that you actually feel this block.
It's like a wall's been put up all of a sudden.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
She feels like it was
several people. Do you
uh-huh.
have some people in your life that you felt would be interested in sabotaging your good fortune?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think this is interesting. You know, we've worked on DNA, we've worked on past lifetimes, and here we've got a situation where these are people who are living in your life but are putting a block in your path.
Mm-hmm.
So she is going to... Have you listened to the show before, Stella?
Yes, I have.
Okay, because I was going to tell you, when she is finished with this, she'll... come join us and tell us what she is seeing and what has happened.
What I'm seeing is that these individuals are actually they're putting a block. Is it because they're so angry?
Yes.
That's what it looks like. So what I did was have Archangel Michael come in and remove the dark entities that are there. It's like it's in front of you and encompassing all around you. So Archangel Michael, have God have Archangel Michael come in and take him out.
Thank you.
Okay, and then immediately put your blocking angels there. so that no others can come in and interfere in your field.
Charlene,
you.
Discuss with Stella how you work with the blocking angels.
Okay, the blocking angels that you've, that what you want to do is you look at yourself and you see this green light that runs from the top of your head down around your feet going clockwise. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, God just put that around you. Inside of that is another green light. It goes counterclockwise.
Okay.
The reason you do that is you've got two energy fields. When you've got one going one way and one another way, it increases the intensity of the energy that is around you. Because
okay.
you've got two fields, right? Inside
okay.
of that field is God's light and energy, totally
okay.
encompassing you. What happens is the blocking angels will block those people that want to come in and be destroy you, and they can't get in through that field.
Okay, good.
Because that field is such a high vibrational frequency, and theirs is so low, they can't get in.
Okay.
And so you can go about your business because those dark entities have been released. Archangel Michael took them.
Thank you.
A couple of points I want to make, Charlene. Would you recommend that Stella work with that with the blocking angels every morning and
Absolutely.
Every night?
Absolutely. That's what I tell everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you go to bed at night, even during the day, if all of a sudden you feel out of sorts, if you feel discomfort, if you feel like your thought patterns are not of the higher, the higher vibrational frequency of liking yourself and loving life and everything, if that starts coming in, you say, you know, I don't choose to go there.
Okay.
I chose to stay in a God energy field, and that is God's love. And I don't choose that. Then you put the blocking angels and the light around you and maintain that.
Okay. Because
and right now you're going to have to do it.
I have felt a lot of darkness around.
You have felt darkness? Is that what you said, Stella?
We didn't hear what you said.
She's on a computer phone, and I think she has broken up, Charlene.
Okay, sounds like it.
Yeah, I think she's gone.
Well, part of it is just to let people realize that if you go into dark thought patterns, one of the things we cannot afford to do, if we're talking about wealth, is to go into negative thought patterns. Because your negative thought patterns become your quantum field.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to be so careful. And if I go into something, I have to go, wait a minute, cancel. I don't choose to be there.
Something that I want to mention to you, Charlene, when you were working in the quantum field, Stella said she felt she could feel this blockage.
Oh, I'm sure she's been able to feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was very dark. And it was like, you know, when you have I liken it to when you're going to have a big thunderstorm and it gets really, the clouds get really dark. Well, that's what some of that energy is that can be encompassing you and around you. And it's almost like it's swallowing you up in it. So if you feel like you've got that, for goodness sakes, ask God to send in the blocking angels to put his light around you.
Well, Charlene, I believe that the blocking angels are a very important thing for people to be doing. And you did very well the way you explained it to Stella, but something that I want you to go into a little bit, if you would. When the person is taking the green light and they are moving it around their physical, how far should they see this light as they swirl it around their body?
Yes. You know, our imagination is our key.
Uh-huh.
Imagination becomes who we are.
Yes.
If you imagine yourself as a beautiful woman or a wonderful, caring man or whatever you choose, or wealthy, your imagination creates it. So you create seeing this light going around your body. It, like a cocoon, it's going to be a light that goes around from left to right, and then the one inside of it is going to go from right to left. And you can see that, them interacting with each other and swirling around at a high vibrational frequency. But inside of that is you with God's light. And you're going to work within God's energy field. And then the others can't come in
because they can't get into your field unless you have a negative thought pattern.
Then you start breaking the field. So then you just say, wait a minute, I don't choose to go there, and then create it, put it back in again. So no, I choose to be in the higher vibrational frequency. That's why when you were talking about Mother Mary and her message, how beautiful that is to say, those people that are doing that really are in moving into ascension.
You know, yes, it is. It's beautiful, and I want to accentuate something that you said about how you could be doing a beautiful job with protecting yourself until the negative thoughts slip in.
Yes. And then, but you have control on that.
Yes.
You know, and we have to recognize that we are the creator of who we are. And God will help you create the beauty that of who you are if you maintain a higher thought pattern and feelings. Because that's what governs who you are.
One of these negative thought patterns that slip in, Charlene, as I see it, is fear.
It's number one, it's almost practically.
Yeah.
You see, you turn on the news. I had the news on a couple of days ago, and they were going into something, and I thought, enough of that. I'm through with that for the night. I wanted to see the weather so I could see what it was going to be, but I didn't want to go through all that other stuff. Now, that's everybody's other people's opinion, but what they were going into at the time, I didn't want to be a part of it.
Well, I want to talk about fear a little. You would agree with me that it perhaps is one of the biggest problems. Let's say for a second a person has a thought of fear filtering through their mind, maybe fear of accomplishing a goal, fear of something that's going to happen on the job, a fear of some anxiety that we think might fall upon our future. What, in your opinion, what is the best way to reprogram that fear or take it out of your quantum field or out of your thoughts?
A lot of times you can say, honor what you feel. Say, I feel so fearful that I'm going, let's say somebody feels like they're going to lose their job, okay? So you're in fear that you're going to lose your job. But then you can look at it and say, well, okay, I give this issue to God that he helps me to achieve what I need to. If I lose the job, it's because there's something better out there waiting for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I find a lot of times I have to be trusting that God is really mindful of what my needs are, and he's going to help me meet those needs. When I get in lack of feeling confidence in myself, I realize that I'm not being very confident that God really is going to help me.
You know, what crossed my mind when you were talking about this, Charlene, is change. I think one of the things we humans are don't adapt as well as we should is to change. You mentioned something about, you know, a person fearing that they might lose the job. Well, it just might be that what we consider the loss of a job is preparing a way for something bigger and better.
Right.
And
because we're so fear, see, we can't see the future.
Yes.
But we can see the present moment, and so we fear what we don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's been really interesting to step back and say, okay, this is happening to me, but there must be a better plan ahead. If I will step back, and it's called being in either resistance or non-resistance.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to be in non-resistance. In other words, when you put it out in the God field, you want to let it go. It's been programmed. It is there. But you can break it up by going into resistance and start saying, you go into that analytical brain that says, oh, well, what if this happens and what if that happens? And maybe I shouldn't say this or I shouldn't do that. Then you start breaking up your field again.
You know, when you were talking about that, it reminded me of something else, Charlene. Perhaps one of the things that we could do is in the morning think about the success of the day, us going about our routine, so to speak, and how at each juncture of either, parts of the routine, to see that as being completed successfully, joyfully, and in the manner that we want it completed.
Yeah. Then you see, imagine it being completed.
Mm-hmm.
Put it in the brain that imagines, that sees the whole picture, and then put it there, and then see it in completion.
Charlene, would you say that part that is our imagination, that is in the emotional body?
It's in the emotional body, yes. But it's in the spiritual body as well.
Mm-hmm.
We create it in all areas. If you're creating properly, you're creating it in all areas, because then they all work within each other.
Charlene, when you go into the etheric body, what I would say are the subtle bodies, how do you see that?
How do I see it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just see it.
Well, the reason that I ask is because if you're familiar with Kirlian photography,
oh, yes. Okay.
We see this as a band of colors that is in constant motion according to our emotions. And see, I see what it would seem to me is if that is a moving band, that has to be more of our emotional body if it is in flux with a lot of colors. Because if you are angry, you're going to see some red tinges in it. Maybe soothing, you're feeling soothed, you're going to have softer colors. So I'm imagining that what we're seeing in the Kirlian photography is mostly from the emotional body. That's why I asked you how you see these different bodies.
The colors also are in the physical body.
They're in the physical?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Because it's called the color spectrum.
So you see the colors in the physical?
The whole body is made up of colors. Pardon?
You're seeing the colors in the physical body?
Yes. Yeah. Because you have different color spectrums, and you can see different colors different places. If I'm working with a client one-on-one, a lot of times I'll ask them that while I'm in the quantum field working with God, that I want them to shut their eyes and then be a witness of what they're seeing, because most of them will see the different colors changing from some blue or whatever it is, and then their designs and all kinds of stuff. Men are really fun because they feel it in their body, and they feel the energy surging through their body.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a sister that does that. She feels it all the way through her body.
Well, Charlene, we're getting up to the end of the show.
Oh, okay.
Why not give your number one more time before we sign off?
Okay, 801-944-9346.
So if you'd like a private session with Charlene, you can call her on the telephone where you can describe more personal things. And for myself, check out my webpage at Carolyn, Carolyn Evers, Evers.com. A lot of good information there about the new conference calls that the hierarchy are calling Fireside Chats. And we didn't get into reading Akashic record questions, but you can obtain your record there. And so, Charlene, I just love being with you, dear, and I thank you for spending this time with us and our listeners also.
We send you our love.
Yes.
We do. Because it is a time where people You send love, and love returns. You'll find that's occurring quite often now.
So goodbye, everyone.
Yes, we love you, and please call next week.
Goodbye, Charlene.
Goodbye, dear. Bye.